Swamcast has board game reviews for you. Yeah, we got the good, bad, and other stuff to tell you. So listen up to our board game review. Hoo-hoo's, you'll really like it, or I'll make you eat your shoe. Hoo-hoo's.
Stroop by Grand Gamers Guild for 2 to 4 players, ages 13 and up, about 15 minutes playtime. Stroop is a real-time observation game based on the psychological Stroop effect, a mental hiccup caused by different functions of the brain interfering with one another. Players race to get rid of their cards based on color, black, red, blue, and yellow, size, big and little, style, hollow and solid, and number of letters, 3, 4, 5, and 6. Once you master that, up to the challenge with the advanced backwards forge cards, and it's a frenzy of card play as your brain sees one thing and you need to do something else. This game is reviewed by me, Tim.
And me, John.
And me, Matthew.
And Doug.
So what's something good we can say about this?
It definitely lives up to the name Stroop. You definitely get that Stroop effect.
Yep. Yes.
Breaks your brain. Oh my god.
Yeah, my head kind of hurts now. And it does sort of play in the 15-minute range.
Yes. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, it plays really quick. It didn't take much to get the rules out there for everybody.
Yeah.
Granted, each time after our brains broke, we kind of had to go, okay, in this round we're doing this again, right?
But then, yeah.
So that wasn't really the game's fault. That was more fun.
So the key is, in one round, the card you're playing is describing the center card.
It's and described the other, by the yep. center
the
card.
The first
well,
round.
And then the other one, it's the other direction. So
right.
Your brain's set up for one direction, and then, you know, 7 minutes later, you have to flip it to do the other direction. And several times, many of us just threw our cards down, and it was like, nope.
Yeah. Because then you got somebody who's just like, just yelling out a bunch of stuff, and you're just sitting there going, I don't know. I don't know what any of the words on my cards in my hand mean anymore.
What, did I have a yellow? Nope. No, I have a bunch of yellow cards, but none of them say yellow. Oh my god. What do I play?
And then you have Tim over here who just throwing all card after card down.
Blue,
and
big, hollow, yellow, solid.
Yeah, mass chaos.
Yep. Yeah. I might be too good at this game.
But all this is in our good category.
Yes. Yeah,
no, it is. What was it you said earlier, John? It may not be fun, but
it's definitely a challenge.
But you definitely want to play it.
Yeah,
it's definitely not a game that like it's not a super gamey game. It's kind of closer to Uno, that style of rule
but
set,
but more like a speed Uno.
Yeah,
while breaking your brain. Your brain is a very important part of the enjoyment here.
It'll just give up.
It's not really training your brain either. You're right.
No,
it's breaking it. Yeah, I can even feel myself, especially when Matt did, my trick.
Yeah, so, one of these two guys would be, throwing down a million cards, one right after the other, and then the other one will just happen to fight figure one and, combo break him.
I'm just going, I'm just going to wait, because he's going to play this eventually, and I'll sneak this in there.
And you can watch their, the brain just go, but, crap, no! Just totally stumble, and
then Doug and I are staring across the way at each other, going,
I have a card.
I got cards in my hands.
Every now and then, we'd be the
we'd
combo breakers.
When these two would stump each other, we would get it. We'd get our chance.
Yeah,
play our one card.
Okay, so what's the thing bad about this game?
Well, I could see how somebody might get easily frustrated and probably table flip at this game.
Yes, if you are prone to anger at when you don't understand why you're suddenly losing hard, this will be infuriating.
Yeah, you've got to have good humor when you're playing this.
Yes.
Yeah.
Not be a really bad sore loser, just for lack of a better.
Yeah.
Because it's whether your brain works like this or not.
This given round.
So frequently, one of us would kill it in one round, and then their brain would just stop working for the second round.
Or, the very last round we played, I had to give up halfway through, and was really frustrating.
But then you came back.
Yeah, it's like, okay. You
give it a minute, and your brain resets, and then, Tim's thrown down half of his cards already.
So we kept saying this kind of reminded us of those things that people would post on Facebook, where it would say, You know, if you can.
So this is the other category.
Oh,
no, fair enough.
Well, one more bad thing. If you suffer from a form of colorblindness, you would probably absolutely hate this game.
Yeah.
What if you had
It's like cheating because you maybe.
Now in the advanced mode, maybe if you had dyslexia, you might either get an unfair advantage or disadvantage.
Yes.
Yeah. So the advanced mode, it says after you've played it for 20 times. So of course, after we played it 2 times, we decided we should punish ourselves with the advanced mode.
So let's go into the other category.
Yeah.
Yes.
And talk about the advanced mode.
So in the other category,
advanced mode.
There's this advanced mode.
You shuffle a second deck in that has all of the same words in all of the various combinations, colors, but then throws in forward and backwards.
Yes, right?
Then prints them in forward and backward.
Yep. So that's fun.
Yes.
and then they say, oh, you could play that with 5 people.
I think that broke some of our brains more so than the others. And it wasn't even because of the forward and backward stuff either. Yeah.
Third card in, my brain went, nope.
It's like, I got 5 extra cards in my deck. Somehow that's the thing that's the tipping point.
Not the forward and backward.
No.
I gotta deal with 20 of these cards now.
That's it, game over. So like I started to say, we made the comment that this reminded us of things that people would post on the internet, where they would say,
if you're only geniuses can understand these words, or read this, these words.
Can you find the 8? If you can, you're a true genius.
Yeah, or when they would do stuff like, you know, coconut plus coconut equals 3, and then coconut plus
pineapple equals 14,
then what does pineapple divided by sunshine equal?
Plus a mosquito.
Yeah, some garbage like that. Yeah, can you find the Volkswagen in this picture full of sunflowers or something? Yeah. Uh-huh. You do not have to be a genius to be able to play the game, Stroop, I don't think. You just...
Nah.
You have to have really good just patience. Recognition skills, I guess.
Yeah.
Be immune to the Stroop effect.
Yeah, this odd combination of speed patience.
Yes,
speed patience. That's
good. Tim's been building up his immunity to the Stroop effect over the years by taking small doses of Stroop. Is it cereal every morning?
Yes.
I guess.
A few drops in my cereal every morning.
So what game were we playing again?
We were playing Stroop by Grand Gamers Guild.
Awesome. There's no audio thing I can say that would demonstrate the Stroop effect.
Stroop?
Yellow.
I just said the word yellow, but it was backwards and it was blue.
As a board game reviews from the Swarm cast. If you don't like it, then come over and kick your
tail. Tail. Toast meant to say tail. Toast. Ooh. Why do you do that?
Oh yeah.